To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today, as I mentioned going into the news break, today is Donny Osmond's 68th birthday, and I just posted a picture of me and Donny after an interview that I did with him on radio station KOMO when I was in Seattle. And, I mean, I look a little different today. Donnie looks a little different, but I don't know, kind of looks the same. But this was a picture from, I don't remember the year, but it was when I was in Seattle. And I had a great conversation with him on the air. And Donnie had written a book. He was suffering from, and most of his life, he suffered from social anxiety disorder. And he talked about how difficult it was to go on stage. And as natural as he seemed on stage and as much as he did that in his life from being a kid to being an adult, he really had a lot of anxiety over that. And it's a mental disorder, very much like obsessive compulsive disorder. Both of those disorders are very, very related. And Donnie, I had talked to Donnie about it on the air, and I will never forget. After the interview, he came around the console and he hugged me and he said, "Scoot, you can beat this." And I didn't totally believe him at the time, but he gave me a lot of confidence that I could beat my obsessive compulsive disorder problem. And I mean, it's a serious problem. And those of you who don't have it, you don't know. You don't know how mentally debilitating it is. But Donnie understood that from his social anxiety disorder. And at that moment in his life and in my life, Donnie Osmond was like a guardian angel. You know, it was the way he hugged me, and it was the way that he said, you can beat this, Scoot. And I look back on that, and that's about the time that I really started to gain control over my obsessive compulsive disorder. But the funny part of the whole thing with Donny Osmond is when I was first on the air on WWL, doing part-time on weekends. This was before I had a morning show. I was doing part-time on weekends on WWL, 870 AM. And the Osmonds were coming to town. And I got an interview with Donny Osmond. It was a phone interview. But there was the Donny Osmond fan club in Waggaman, Louisiana. And I'll never forget this because this was the first appearance that I ever made as a radio personality. They asked me to come out and talk to them based on the idea that I had actually talked to Donny Osmond. I mean, it was just a phone call, but they were so excited. I mean, these teenage girls were just like, you know, so enamored with me because I talked to Donny Osmond. That's how crazy young girls were for Donny Osmond, a huge teen and preteen idol. And I will never forget, before the interview, we brought a tape recorder. I brought an engineer and a tape recorder from the station, and we went to his hotel room, and the Osmonds stayed at what was the Holiday Inn on Loyola. It's the Holiday Inn that has the, you know, the big clarinet mural on the side. And I think it's still a Holiday Inn. Anyway, it's a Holiday Inn back then. And Donny Osmond, we get to his room, and I'll never forget, we walk into the room, and you know, Donny Osmond is just acting like some kid. I don't remember how old he was, but he was, you know, pretty, I mean, maybe 12, 13, and he's jumping back and forth on the beds in the hotel room, just like, you know, we did as kids. And I just thought, you know, here's this guy who's like so famous, and he's having so much fun just jumping back and forth across the beds. So that was my first meeting of Donny Osmond. And you know, we talked a little bit about that when I interviewed him in Seattle. And it was just so interesting that this Donny Osmond fan club gave me a plaque. They gave me a plaque. I don't remember what it said on it, but it was honoring me for having, you know, talked to Donny Osmond on the phone. And again, that's how crazy people were. Oh, and the event was held at the Waggaman Volunteer Fire Department. And I'm assuming that building is still there. So that was just an amazing moment in my life years ago. All right, so we just heard in the news the Saints have 4 games left to go. And I want to remind you, because we get so busy this time of year, 4 games left. We need to just enjoy every game that's left in the NFL because it's coming to an end. I know we've got the playoffs and the Super Bowl, but there's only 4 games left in the regular season. And college football, the regular season, is already over. So embrace and enjoy all of these games because, you know, we can't wait for it to start up again. And before you know it, it's over. So really enjoy these games. I watched Monday Night Football last night, and wow, the Eagles had their problems, but they did come back. It was the Los Angeles, I'm drawing a blank here, the Los Angeles Chargers, they used to be San Diego, the Los Angeles Chargers beat the Super Bowl champions, and the Eagles are, you know, struggling to be in the hunt to get to the playoffs, and the Chargers are struggling to get in that playoff bracket as well. Good game last night, and man, with a broken hand, I can't believe that the Justin Herbert had surgery on his hand on Monday, and he played in the game last night. I mean, that's pretty incredible. And he was sacked 7 times. So he was like beaten up. And both of the defenses played a hell of a game last night. I mean, I think the score was 24-22, 22-20, something like that. Anyway, the Chargers just won the game. But Jalen Hurts, had a hard time, with his passing because the Chargers' defense was so good against him. I mean, they came up with schemes and plans that, he wasn't expecting. And the defense just threw a lot at him that he wasn't expecting. And the same thing of Justin Herbert. So, again, it was a good game last night, and there are so many possibilities for the playoffs that even though the Saints are not going to be there, I think the NFL playoffs and the college football playoffs are going to be really exciting. And I'm looking forward to this game between Tulane and Ole Miss in Oxford. All right, we've got a lot going on this afternoon, and we're talking about the Ice Age in New Orleans and the Catahoula Crunch, ICE picking up illegal immigrants in the New Orleans area. They have a quota of 5,000. But as I said at the beginning of the show, what if there's 3,000 more? Would you reach your quota and you're not really that serious about getting illegal immigrants out? It just doesn't seem like there should be a quota. The other truth, the other reality that a lot of people don't want to recognize is that these illegal immigrants, many of them, are doing jobs that Americans don't want to do. Now, don't get mad at me because I don't make that up. That comes from people who are in the business of hiring people. And there are jobs that Americans won't do. And you can argue, well, Americans won't do it for that cheap. Okay, so for whatever reason, they won't do the job. And you don't see Americans hanging out at Lowe's or the Home Depot. You see people from other countries hanging out there. And we've had conversations about how qualified these people are. And they're doing... they're doing work. They, as it was pointed out earlier, they helped rebuild this city after Katrina. So, people act like they're the scourge of the earth, but a lot of these illegal immigrants, they don't fit the profile of the ones that make the news any more than if you're a white, middle-aged man, you don't fit the profile. I mean, you fit the profile, but you're not a child pornographer. But that's what we see in the news. Middle-aged white men getting busted for child porn or for molesting people. And that stereotype doesn't fit all white American males. In the same way that what we see in the news might make you think that all young black males are criminals, and they're not. So you could have a certain image of the illegal immigrant, and you have gotten that image from the conservative media echo chamber because it's their goal to make you afraid of illegal immigrants. They will never point out that Republicans and conservatives are hiring illegal immigrants to do the work that some Americans won't want to do. They'll never point that out to you. Now, again, you can have your own opinion when it comes to all of this. We're just pointing out reality on this show. It's not about getting rid of illegal immigrants for me, especially those that have criminal records. Get them out of this country. But it's how they're doing it. The masks are not necessary. The automatic rifles that they have, I mean, going to a school, dressed like that, looking like that, it's not like some kid's going to pull out an automatic weapon and kill you. Now, I know there have been stories about kids with guns in school, but this is not a threat. I mean, police officers don't go to schools to arrest somebody dressed like the ICE agents are dressing to arrest people. And that's the problem. It's not about getting rid of illegal immigrants in this country. It's about how they're doing it. And they're doing it in such a way that makes you want to fear illegal immigrants in an irrational way. It's all part of a plan to be the heroes of getting rid of the evil people, and it's creating this image of the evil people. And a lot of people are here technically illegally, but they didn't actually commit any illegal act. They were brought here by their parents, and we've talked about this before. You're 3 years old. You're not making a decision to come to America. Your parents brought you here. And you're here now, and you're working, and you're paying taxes, and you're contributing to America. You're doing more than some Americans are doing in terms of contributing to our country. So those are the people that should be given a path to citizenship, and I don't think they should be deported. I mean, my God, there are a lot of illegal immigrants doing more for this damn country than some Americans are doing for this country. And I think it's wrong to lump all of the illegal immigrants into the same category. But especially when it comes to those with a criminal record, get them the hell out of here. And by the way, illegal immigrants came in to this country when the current president was president before. They came into this country, illegal immigrants who have committed crimes, came into this country when the current president was president before. That's not my opinion. That's a fact. I know a lot came in when Biden was president, but others came in when the current president was president. So this is a bipartisan problem that has turned into a partisan problem. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Wells is in Morgan City. Hey, Wells, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good. How's the weather in Morgan City?
I heard you talking earlier about Moreno and all of the corruption that's coming up and being in, going to be uncovered, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. But let me ask you a question. How much money is she getting in a retirement out of the budget of New Orleans?
Well, I think, if I'm not mistaken, she gets her salary.
Well, that's about a six-figure number I think back of the budget crunch that New Orleans is going through. And I think back to all of these guys that I think back to the sewage and water board dude that stepped down in disgrace, He's getting a six-figure retirement.
Yeah, 100.
And being corrupt.
To be precise, the guy who under Landrieu who retired in disgrace because he was a total buffoon and incompetent, he is still receiving $175,000 a year, and he was placed obviously because of his relationship with Mitch Landrieu, and he didn't know what the hell he was doing.
My point precisely. All of these people getting these retirements. Well, there's your drain on your budget.
No,
let's
I know.
Go, let's take it another step further on the. On the national level, I think back to, and let's bring it back to Louisiana, Bill Jefferson got caught with, $90,000 in his freezer. Well, while he was in jail, he's getting a retirement and health care for his family.
I know, Wells, the system is really screwed up.
And so, well, I mean, where's enough of paying these people for not doing a job? I went into the wrong business, obviously.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Me too,
and
so Wells.
And let's. I just want to touch base on this ICE stuff. Yeah. All right, yes, you want to get them out. If they're criminals, fine, but they're not doing that. But the major point of it all is they're not giving anybody due process. And all these people that scream about the Constitution and their rights and so forth, well, guess what it says in the Constitution? Everybody gets due process, and they're not getting it. And that's against the law.
I agree, Wells.
And these jackasses are going to get their retirement as well when it comes time.
They will. They will. But you bring up a great point about that, I forget his name, but the guy from the Sewage and Water Board and then Mayor Cantrell. As bad as she has been for our city, she'll get her retirement, which I believe is her salary.
Okay, well, again, how many? I want to see the line budget item on their budget that they produce of how much money goes out in retirements to these people who literally were convicted of crimes and just left in disgrace but still get retirement.
That's a big mistake. If you're convicted, I think your retirement goes away. I think there's something totally unjust about rewarding somebody with retirement after they have been convicted. Now, Mayor Cantrell has not been convicted of anything. She'll be facing trial next year, and we'll have a lot to say when that comes up. But we're learning more and more about Mayor Cantrell and the mess that she's leaving our city in for the new mayor, Helena Moreno, and she's just talking about the deficit. And there was FEMA money. There was FEMA money to fix our streets, and they weren't fixed. And the deadline is December 31st of this year. How much work can be done? I'm seeing a lot of work in my neighborhood in Lakeview. A lot of work. Old Hammond Highway, there was work that was done on Pontchartrain Boulevard. There's a lot of work being done around the city. But the money has been there, and Mayor Cantrell has not used it. Why? I mean, again, she has been totally incompetent and just an arrogant bully in office. Now, with her retirement, she really doesn't need to get another job because I don't know who the hell would hire her based on a resume that she could come up with at this point. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to come back with some of your text messages. So if you've sent us a text, hang on, maybe yours is coming up next. If you do want to join us this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. It's a very pleasant, chilly December afternoon. I'm Scoot on WWL.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We're going to get to your calls. And also, if you have sent us a text, we're going to get to some of your texts with Ian Hoke here in just a moment. I've gotten a few texts. Cedric Grant was the guy who was put in charge of the Sewage and Water Board, and here's how I remember it. Mitch Landrieu apparently had Cedric Grant as one of his close friends and donors. He was a crony. He was a crony of this politician, Mitch Landrieu. And so this so often happens in politics. So as a payback for his support and donations, Mitch Landrieu gives him the position of head of Sewage and Water Board, which at the time paid $175,000 a year. Well, we know that the Sewage and Water Board got to the point where it was just a total Charlie Foxtrot. I mean, it was a mess. It was incompetent. And people were suffering. And homes were flooding because of the incompetence of the Sewage and Water Board. So eventually, the head of the Sewage and Water Board, Cedric Grant, he retired. And because he retired, even though he totally screwed up the Sewage and Water Board, he continues to get his pay, his pension, $175,000 a year. So if you get in certain positions in city government and you stay for, you know, the amount of time you need to stay for, I don't know what that time is, but you're paid the rest of your life. And I believe that Bayer Cantrell is going to get her salary the rest of her life. I don't think she deserves it, but she's going to get it, and the city's broke. And I think this is something that I agree with the caller we had just a moment ago, that this should change. And, you know, so here's a guy who is totally incompetent, screws up the Sewage and Water Board, and resigns in disgrace, and still gets $175,000 a year. You know, sometimes life isn't fair. And boy, sometimes it's really hard to explain to your kids about how life isn't fair. Because in a lot of ways, life ain't fair. You just do the best you can. All right, let's take a quick look at Scoot's News Briefs. Amid deepening questions about their legality, President Trump is doubling down on the double tap boat strike and also forgetting what he said about it just 5 days ago.
President Trump is looking to justify a scrutinized strike on a boat in the Caribbean Sea. The president now says two suspected drug smugglers were trying to upright the vessel after it capsized during an initial strike in September.
They were trying to turn the boat back to where it could float. And we didn't want to see that because that boat was loaded up with drugs just like everything else.
Just 5 days ago, when asked if he was open to releasing video of the strike.
Whatever they have, we'd certainly release, no problem.
But asked about it today.
You said that. I didn't say that. This is ABC fake news.
Oh, my God.
The president says releasing the video is Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth's call.
Whatever he decides is okay with me.
Democrats are pushing for the release amid questions over whether killing survivors of a strike at sea could be a war crime. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
God, that is just, it's absurd. After one of those strikes, whatever's left of that boat, they're not going anywhere. And, you know, again, it's very typical to say something and then deny that you said it. All right. The White House's culture war ethos is so broad that the FBI agents seen kneeling for racial justice in 2020 have lost their jobs, and now they're fighting to get them back.
12 fired FBI agents have sued the Bureau to try to get their jobs back. These are FBI agents who were fired in September for having been photographed kneeling in June of 2020 during a racial justice protest. They say in the lawsuit that that action has actually been misinterpreted by current director Kash Patel. They say they were not intending to make a political expression or a political gesture. They say instead they were trying to defuse or de-escalate a tense and volatile situation in the nation's capital. They say that the situation became what they were concerned to be was dangerous after a crowd of protesters came upon them. They did not have extensive training in crowd control or sufficient equipment, and so they decided to collectively take a knee in hopes of causing the situation to de-escalate, which they say it did. It's worth noting that these terminations came as part of a broader personnel purge that's taken place inside the FBI under the leadership of Kash Patel. These agents, in addition to seeking reinstatement, are also seeking pay, and they're also seeking an opportunity to have a name-clearing hearing where they could basically have their records expunged.
All right, investigative materials are possibly in the hundreds or thousands that will soon be released in this sex trafficking case against Jeffrey Epstein and his friend and cohort, Ghislaine Maxwell.
A federal judge has granted the Justice Department's request to unseal records from Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking case. Maxwell was a longtime confidant of Jeffrey Epstein. In recent submissions in Manhattan federal court, the department said the materials would include 18 categories, including search warrants, financial records, survivor interview notes, electronic device data, and material from earlier Epstein investigations in Florida. Following the passage of the Epstein Files Transparency Act last month, the Justice Department is required to provide Epstein-related records to the public in a searchable format by December 19th. Maxwell was convicted of sex trafficking charges in December 2021 and is serving a 20-year prison sentence. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Yeah, I don't even know what we're going to get. I don't even trust what's going to be released at this point. The power of the presidency is about to get stronger than ever, not that it's not already strong, with the Supreme Court set to radically change the way the executive branch works.
The Supreme Court's conservative majority seems likely to back President Trump's power to fire independent agency board members. During oral arguments, Chief Justice John Roberts and the five others suggested they would overturn the 90-year-old decision that has limited when presidents can fire those members.
Humphrey's executor is just a dried husk of whatever people used to think it was.
The court's already let some board members be ousted, even as legal challenges continue. Ketanji Brown Jackson argues it's a presidential power grab, allowing the chief executive to strip experts from key institutions
and replacing them with loyalists and people who don't know anything.
Amit Agarwal, who represents a fired FTC commissioner, worries about the potential damage.
Everything is on the chopping block.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The research is in. Shock here. Social media is bad for kids. And Australia seems to be the first country in the world that actually wants to do something about it.
In a world first, children under the age of 16 in Australia will no longer be allowed to have social media accounts starting next week. Australia is set to enforce its new age limit from December 10, requiring major platforms to close underage accounts and report back each month on how many they've removed. Communications Minister Annika Wells said the platforms could face fines of up to $33 million if they fail to take reasonable steps to remove these accounts.
Through one reform, more kids will have their time back to learn an instrument or a language or walk their dog.
The rule applies to platforms including Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and YouTube, with Twitch recently added to the list. Critics argue, though, that the law doesn't improve online safety. A court challenge is pending, but the government insists the law will proceed as planned. I'm Nayan Kim.
All right, that's it for a look at Scoot's News Briefs. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to your calls. And we'll also start to get to some of your text messages coming up next. And if you do have a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking text line is 504-260-1870. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1978... this was the number one song in the country. And yes, I'm old enough to have been on the air playing this song when it was first released as a single. And I thought when I first heard this, hey, this is a good group. Chic, man. These people are down. What's interesting is that a few years later, hear this song, one of the most popular disco songs out. And Nile Rodgers the creator, one of the co-founders of Chic and the creator of so much of their music, Nile Rodgers, was denied entrance into Studio 54, even though he was the guest of Grace Jones. Man, I don't get that. And nobody dresses better than Nile Rodgers. I mean, I would love to get a hold of this guy's wardrobe. I know, for the same size, man. This guy wears really cool stuff. But interesting that the guy who created one of the top disco songs was denied entrance into Studio 54. I'm Scoot on the Air. We're coming back on WWL.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Paramount Sundance CEO David Ellison told the current administration and the president himself that he would implement sweeping changes at CNN if he succeeds in buying and merging with Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers owns CNN's parent company. Now, this could be a hostile takeover, but interesting that David Ellison's father, the Oracle co-founder and a close friend to the president, Larry Ellison, he called the president and said that Warner Brothers had accepted the Netflix deal, but that this transaction could actually hurt competition. But David Ellison did assure the president and the administration that if he buys Warner Brothers, there will be, quote, sweeping changes at CNN. Look, here's what bothers me about this. In the same way that I criticized President Obama for criticizing Fox News to the point where he acted like he wanted to try to find a way as president to do something about curtailing Fox News's anti-Obama rhetoric, I'm critical of any president trying to gain control over the message, because this is really scary. And you might disagree with CNN. If you disagree with CNN, don't watch CNN. But we can't eliminate freedom of speech, and we can't eliminate the speech that you disagree with just because you disagree with it. I mean, this is a really, really dangerous trend in this country. And since I'm in this business, it's something that I'm very sensitive to. But it just seems like this is really scary. The idea of somebody buying CNN because they want to change the message. Now, look, if they buy CNN, they have a right to change the message in the same way that Fox News has a right to promote what they want to promote, and MSNBC and CNN have a right to promote what they want to promote. But the concept of people doing whatever they can to please the president so the president gains more control over media outlets is very scary to anybody who believes in freedom of speech. I'm Scoot. Let's go to Ian with a couple of your text messages.
Most of the texts right now are about legal and illegal immigration. Here's one that says, if all you care about is the United States benefits from most illegal immigrants by way of cheap labor. Most illegal immigrants don't have the money or time to go through the legal immigration process. If you throw out all the illegal immigrants, the United States will suffer higher prices, less efficient, and less available service. So if you support throwing out all illegal immigrants, you're only hurting yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Years ago, there was a movie that came out. I think it was titled A Day Without a Mexican. And it was asking us to kind of look at what a day would look like in America if there were no Mexicans working.
Here's a text that says, if they are legal, they have nothing to worry about. And don't run from the cops. If you get pulled over by a cop, you run, they will chase you also.
Well, I agree. And we've actually given that advice out on the show. You know, don't run and comply. Know your rights. But, you know, again, don't run from them and don't be disrespectful.
And I'll leave you with this one. I know the president doesn't have a direct major effect on gas prices, but they can absolutely do stuff to help control the prices to an extent. Biden frozen leasing on offshore drilling, which will be opened back up in a few months. That's just one example. But that is also helping to bring the price down a little. Prices skyrocketing when Biden took office had a lot to do with his agenda and banning of a lot of drilling. I know the Ukrainian war affected it more, but he did nothing to try to help the price.
Well, I mean, to an extent, yes. I said this earlier. Yes, to an extent, presidents can have some degree of influence on the price of gas and oil. But again, if presidents can control it that directly, I mean, first of all, this is not a United States thing. It's a world thing. And the president, whoever he is, doesn't control the world price of oil, doesn't control how other countries decide we're going to drill a lot or we're not going to drill a lot. So presidents, you know, if they could control the price of oil in every re-election year, presidents would have the price of gas go down. But they simply don't have that kind of direct control over gas.
The same texter actually goes on to say, we look like a third world country because most of the people getting removed are from the third world. And some of those people could have those officers' families killed. I would 100% wear a mask if I had their job.
I think you're giving way too much credit to the people who are being picked up. You know, some of them are thugs and some of them are criminals. But most of the people being picked up don't have the means to have an ICE officer killed. I mean, do you know how difficult it would be to have somebody killed? I mean, to the texter, it would be very difficult for you to arrange to have somebody killed. These people don't have that kind of power. You can think that, but I don't think that's realistic.
I mean, if the ICE agents want to wear a mask because they feel like they're in danger, I get it. The number of ICE agents who have been attacked or shot in the last several months is not zero. I mean, that is happening out there. But the risk of that happening needs to be balanced with the need for transparency. If you're wearing a face mask and you also don't have a badge, you're not wearing a jacket that says what agency you're from, that's problematic. It keeps those people completely anonymous and it makes it harder for the general public to trust them. And therefore, it makes it harder for them to do their job. It's not just to protect those agents from being doxxed. It's also to make sure that they can be held accountable when they break the law.
Well, that's right. I mean, there was a reason the Klan wore masks. And I'm not saying that the ICE agents are the Klan, so don't label me with that. I'm not saying they're the Klan. But there are certain reasons why people want to be masked. And there are a lot of people doing that job, and they're not necessarily proud of what they're doing. I mean, I'm assuming that that's part of it. But I think the big thing is it is a mandate. It is a total mandate from Stephen Miller, who is part of the president's brain. It's a mandate from Stephen Miller because they want them to look menacing. Here's a Christmas song that you're not going to always hear everywhere. So we share it with you here on our show on WWL. Merry Christmas to all. And to all a good night. On the Scoot of the Air calendar on this day in 1968, Tommy James and the Shondells released this classic hit from the late 60s, Crimson and Clover. So it reminds me of I had a date with a girl in Pensacola. I had a girlfriend in Pensacola at the time, and she invited me to her prom. And so I drove over to Pensacola and went to her prom in Pensacola. And I will never forget dancing to the song Crimson and Clover with Pat. All right, I'm Scoot. We're going to come back with a lot more on WWL.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.